This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. People are coming together to remember those who died in Monday's shootings in Metro Denver. Danny Schofield was killed where he worked as a tattoo artist at Lucky 13 in Lakewood. Rich Kimball says his friend left his mark on him metaphorically and literally with 10 tattoos.
That's going to be one of the biggest sadnesses of it, is the fact that, you know, he was always moving and shaking and making positive changes in his life. It's just incredibly sad, and it hurts a lot, but that's okay, because pain is part of life, that we deal with that.
Police say the alleged shooter targeted people he knew. Booster shots help prevent infection from the Omicron variant, but as CPR's Veronica Penny reports, only a quarter of Coloradans have gotten one.
Glenn Mays teaches at the Colorado School of Public Health. He says healthcare access is part of the problem in people not getting boosters.
People from racial and ethnic minority groups much more likely to report not having a usual source of care, non-English speaking populations, et cetera. Those are the groups across the state that are likely to face more barriers to getting access to the booster vaccine.
Black and Latino residents are underrepresented among Coloradans who have gotten additional doses of the vaccine, according to state data. Health experts urge anyone eligible to get vaccinated and boosted as quickly as possible. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
There's a winter storm watch from tonight through New Year's morning for the high country. It's 33 in Denver. This is CPR News.